Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. We appreciate everything that you're doing out there. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also over on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and see the different things we have to offer. And yes, there's still time for Christmas to order and get stuff there to your front door. For sure. And in the meantime, let's go right to the telephone here. And we've got the professor of politics out in California, IA, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
You know, it's 65 degrees right now here. It's starting to rain. We're going to be going through a transition, which we'll be talking about in the trucker's weather. Going to have some high winds here tomorrow. And then it's going to turn colder. Winds will be out of the northwest, and it'll be a little bit unseasonably cool down here for about 2 days, maybe. But that's about all we get when the weather goes south on us.
Well, might just need a sweater, something like that.
Well, I've already got my light jacket.
There you go.
So I'm ready. Okay, are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want to make sure that you understand that. Now, Kyle, the new dominant strain in COVID is this Omicron variant. It surged. It's, I believe, 70% or thereabouts of the cases now are all that. And again, nobody is dropping dead all over the place. Nobody is winding up with maybe an exception here or there. Nobody's winding up with any long-term hospitalization, none of that stuff, because this variant is like a 2 or 3 day cold.
Well, that's the bulk of the reports that we're getting, and about 73%, Captain, of these cases of Omicron, that's accounting for all these U.S. coronavirus infections. So it has become the dominant strain, but you're right. Now, with people who have been vaccinated and essentially had their booster as well, it seems to be very mild symptoms that, yes, resemble a light cold, basically.
Well,
so that's the good news.
There's an article that I will dig up here in a minute. But it's on the medical section, and it says, let me find it here, it says the Moderna booster dose of COVID vaccine appears to protect you against Omicron.
Well, very interesting. I just had a Moderna.
I know you did.
Just about 2 weeks ago or so. But but what this means, of course, now this seems to be highly transmissible. It seems to be highly contagious in that sense. So you may see more cases, but hopefully it will hold with being with those light symptoms. Now, whether or not people are immunocompromised and so forth, they may want to talk to their doctor and find out how they want to approach things as we see these Omicron cases rise.
Right. But again, that's good news on the booster end of it there, that there is a booster that is apparently working to slow this down, if not stop it in its tracks. And it's a good thing.
Well, of course it is. And one of the things that we'll bring up, too, is whether or not the reaction, and even the doctor who discovered it in South Africa seemed to think that there was a lot of things being done about this that seemed to be a little bit of an overreaction.
It's way over the top.
Yeah.
And all it is it's giving the Democrats a chance again to play Big Brother and lock everybody down and all that stuff. Now, let's just talk about the Democrats for a minute, because this is extremely interesting. In the last 24 hours, two more House Democrats have called it quits. Albie Sires of New Jersey and Christine Murphy here in Florida. She was a four-term congresswoman. Now, this makes a total of 22 House Democrats leaving Congress. Murphy was going to run against Marco Rubio for Senate before the D.C. Dems cleared the field for Florida Congresswoman Val Demings out of Orlando, former Orlando police chief, to run against Rubio. And this is fascinating because Nancy Pelosi, you can see the beginning of the end right now with 22 Democrats not going to run for reelection, and a lot of these seats are toss-ups.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, Captain, just like the story in the Old Testament, remember when the hand was writing on the wall, it seems like a lot of Democrats, including Pelosi, they're seeing that hand writing on the wall. They know their kingdom seems to have been weighed in the balance and found wanting at this point.
Well, she's going to be waiting in the wings and in the balance, and I wonder what's going to happen. Now, the reason that Build Back Better will not pass this year is Joe Manchin's vote, so we're being told, correct?
That's true. Yes.
And it's only meaningful because of the 50 Republican senators who are going to vote in lockstep to defeat the bill, 51 minus 49. That's the winning number, correct?
That's right.
And I see no evidence yet that this is a certainty, and Bernie Sanders is still trying to shame people. And when we come back, we're going to talk about AOC again and the stupid thing that she did again yesterday, made a fool out of herself by making another comment that just isn't true and was easy to prove. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Merry Christmas to you and Merry Christmas to everybody listening. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there, Santa Mike. Santa Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. I'll tell you what, last-minute shopping, Christmas gifts, there's something for everybody over there at the MyPillow.com website, and I do mean something for everybody. Now, I could sit here and tell you, go buy a pillow, go buy a mattress, go buy a bed, go buy the slippers, go buy this, go buy that. I could do all that stuff that some of these other guys are doing, but I'm just going to tell you, go to the website and look and see what's there. Everything that's there is marked down. Some items are marked down as much as 75%. Which is what the markup is that at these big box stores where Mike Lindell would have been selling his products had he not been blacklisted and sent back to Minnesota. And you people are keeping him in business by going to his website, MyPillow.com. He's a proud American, and I support him, and I hope you'll support him too. So go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that's there. It's going to ask you for a promo code to get the discounted price. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And check out the Radio Listener Specials page that's there, too. You double-click that little logo link that's right there, and boom, into the page you go, and you'll have over 100 items to look at there with some prices marked down as much as 75%. Again, the promo code is always the word Captain. And if you want to call and get a live person, 800-641-5459, the number again, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. I understand you were doing a little shake, rattle, and rolling yesterday.
Well, they were up in Northern California, especially even in the Bay Area. They felt a 6.2 magnitude earthquake, Captain, off the coast of Northern California, about 37 miles or so away from Eureka.
Eureka! I know where that is.
Right. Yeah, so they definitely felt it there. No reports of damage, and also, fortunately, no tsunami warning was generated out of it. But it did rattle the cages, as it were, of a lot of folks that were in the area.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, 6.2.
Yeah, anytime you get a rattle, rake, roll, and stuff like that, you wonder whether or not it's going to be the big one.
Right. Yeah, it hit about 12:10 p.m. local time. That's part and parcel of the West Coast here.
Okay, well, I got to talk about the gift that keeps on giving, and that's AOC. Shooting her mouth off again, makes a huge gaffe about Joe Manchin, and the show that she was on, MSNBC's Morning Joe, knew what she said was wrong, and you just let her go with it and never corrected her. Now, what do you hear this?
Yep.
AOC wrongly suggested that she represented more people than Senator Joe Manchin did in West Virginia. Now, this is not true, because in her appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, she seed that Manchin, who announced that he would not vote against the massive Build Back Better social policy package, and complained that the U.S. Senate was notoriously designed to represent smaller populations to have more power than the larger ones.
Well, right, and what she was talking about was somehow, you know, that this was all a farce because she represented more people than Joe Manchin did, and this is against democracy.
Well, let's stop it there, and I'm going to tell you the numbers, okay?
Yep.
AOC was not correct. She wasn't even close in her pronouncement. Fact of the matter is, Joe Manchin represents double the amount of residents that AOC does, 1.8 million residents. And AOC represents around 700,000.
Yeah, so it's not even close.
Yeah.
But the idea is that it's not just about, quote, democracy, because she's setting up a wrong sort of argument. You know, you can't just get a bunch of people together in one part of the country and they're going to vote for this, so you have to do it now. It's the way that the Senate is set up, two houses of the legislature.
Yep.
You've got the House and the Senate. This is how the Republic was set up. She needs to go back to school, Captain, and figure out what a Republic is.
Oh, and by the way, she received 152,661 votes in a landslide victory over her opponent, GOP opponent John Cummings. Her victory was never in doubt in her deep blue district. And Joe Manchin, on the other hand, had a close victory, a narrow victory, winning more than 290,000 votes. Again, do the math. That's double the amount of votes he got than she did, with double the amount of people represented than she did. And again, she sat there, lied through her teeth again. They let her go. They never corrected her at all. And we're telling you the truth because we want you to know that she's a lying SOB.
Well, again, the way she tries to set up the argument, it makes it look like somehow our democracy just is being shredded. But, of course, it's not. But they don't have anything left, Captain. They got nothing left in the tank. So they continue these kinds of ridiculous sayings.
Yeah. Now, the governor of Colorado said something very interesting. He said, I quote, "I think it's really important that our leaders lead with facts rather than fear. People don't react well with this ongoing environment of fear for 2 years. Let's lead with the facts." As he said, they are not going to shut anything down in Colorado. They're over it.
Well, that's right. And I think that that's a very, very good statement that the governor has made, because obviously, yeah, I think people are done with it. They want to know what they can do, and they need to make some personal choices. They need to be able to protect themselves as best as they can or how they feel comfortable. But shutting things down, as we're seeing over in Europe already, with lockdowns and so forth, we know that those things don't work. It only leads to more problems. And the fear factor, Captain, is the basis of what the Democrat Party elite want to use. They want to do that so that they can make mail-in voting permanent. It's easier to cheat that way, and on it goes. But if they don't scare people, they think they can't win elections.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Supreme Court has asked the Biden administration to respond to a flurry of challenges to the OSHA mandate about the vaccine and all that sort of stuff. And believe it or not, Justice Brett Kavanaugh is the one who is representing the Supreme Court on this, and they were all told to get their briefs in here by 4 p.m. on December the 30th to have the case looked at for whether or not it goes to the Supreme Court with the next move. And this, of course, the mandating question was promulgated by the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration order, which, by the way, the OSHA said that they did not believe they had the authority to issue such an order.
Right, and the Biden administration, of course, doesn't care about such a thing.
No,
they want to push it through anyway. But the fact that they're being told to get their statements in and so forth by such a deadline, I think, is very, very illustrative that they're going to be making some decision here sooner than later.
Well, yeah, and we'll wait and see what happens. And, of course, the Build Back Better proposition we know is dead until after the first of the year. Of course, Joe Biden is saying, well, we're going to visit this again with Joe Manchin here when we get back after our Christmas and New Year's vacation. We're going to visit this right away. We're going to check on this. And to Joe Biden, and I'm not sure he's even listening, but if he was, or any of his people in West Virginia, to Joe Biden, I say, it's about time you become an independent and walk away from the Democratic Party altogether and become the independent that you're trying to be, just like Bernie Sanders. Give Bernie some fodder of his own. And by the way, vote when you want to vote with the Republican caucus.
Well, right, yeah, Joe Manchin.
Because the Democrats don't want you.
Well, no. And why would he stay with them after what they are doing?
They've just drug him through the mud.
Well, of course. And it tells me something else, Captain. There's a pressure point or something that's just not working. They can't get him to do what they want. He's not. And by the way, senators are not to be minions of the administration. Whatever the administration is, they're elected by their own constituencies, and Joe Manchin is carrying out his duty to his constituency. But I will point out one other quick thing, and that is, can you imagine, you know, normally if you would be a Republican senator and you wouldn't vote with Trump or that kind of stuff, the media, you become the new darling, right? Because,
yeah.
Oh, well, you're going against the grain and finally standing up. But Joe Manchin is being almost universally, you know, ripped apart on the media and so forth because of what he's doing. What he's doing is standing up for what he believes his constituency wants him to do. That's the duty he has.
Yes, yes, and yes. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, and talking about what he's up to right now. And you want to talk about misinformation? There's the leader of it right there when it comes to what's going on the border and what's going on with the people coming into the United States, that he still doesn't want to tell you what's going on or where they're going. And by the way, he's trying to change the First Amendment. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's one of the things he's trying to do, change the First Amendment. Because freedom of speech isn't going to be freedom of the speech, at least not the way we know it, if he gets his way. And it ain't never going to happen. Dream on, Mayorkas, dream on. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll let Kyle give us Christmas greetings again.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. An outspoken and spirited U.S. Army veteran was arrested for the third time in a week while protesting against the city's vaccine passport mandate, this time at the Panera Bread and Gateway Center Mall in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
I most certainly will. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, I had someone walk up to me yesterday in my travels and shake my hand and said, Captain, I want to thank you very much for telling me about Relief Factor. And I said, okay, tell me your story and what it's done for you. He says, I've been taking it for about 3 months now. I had back pain almost every day. Couldn't get over it. Was supposed to be taking some prescription medicine for it. And I, just like you, it was starting to give me some side effects. So I said, nope, not going to do it. So I started with the Relief Factor. I took it exactly the way it said to take it. And it took me about a week to get the pain gone in my back. It's been gone and it hasn't come back. And I'm taking it every day just the way you're supposed to. Thank you so very much. That was a powerful story that came from one of our listeners that actually took me up on the offer. Now, he started the same way you will, with a three-week quick start. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and $19.95 gets you the three-week quick start, which is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that are good for you and good for your body anyway. So, try it. You'll find out what it's all about. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 gets you in with the program. And, oh, by the way, when somebody says, well, does insurance cover it? Well, some insurances might. They all don't, I'll tell you that. But it is 100% deductible. So there, 100% deductible. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How'd you like that one?
I like it.
Yeah. Yep, cold turkey walked up to me. They saw me. Of course, my car is plainly marked, so they know who I am. Oh, boy. All right. Homeland Security's Mayorkas, the secretary, has confirmed that the feds are leaning on the Silicon Valley private companies to restrict speech and the First Amendment. Now, the nation's zealously pro-migration border chief says the nation's technology companies want to curb American speech that's deemed misinformation. That's kind of a sketchy area, right?
Oh, definitely.
And I know a lot of people that have been blocked on Facebook for a lot of the reports that they put out there that are strictly from the rumor mill that aren't true, and they just, that's it. Right.
Well, exactly. You get people in the position, Captain, of deciding who can be hurt, that's going to be very, very problematic in an open society where people believe that you can express your ideas. Now, we understand that you don't yell fire in a crowded movie house or these kinds of things. There are certainly libel and slander laws, but when it comes to political speech, people have the expectation that they can say what they want, here's my opinion, et cetera, et cetera. Now you're going to have a cadre of people that decide on these major platforms, which are the conduit now, of the de facto conduit for public discourse, saying, okay, well, you can be heard, but you can't be heard. We're going to block you. We don't like what you said. We don't like your opinion on voting, on vaccines, or whatever it is, and we're going to silence you. So wait a minute. Now, people don't feel like now that's our country any longer.
Well, when you get involved in personal opinions that are undocumented, that's where you get into troubles. And a lot of people try to take the personal opinions written by somebody. They said, well, I found this out, I found that out, I found this out. But then they don't reference their sources. And when you don't reference your sources, you're leaving yourself wide open for expulsion, because that is putting out a statement of public opinion, not necessarily the facts of the situation. And that's why some of these people on these blogs that do this posting and get banned, they got to understand you got to source your information.
Well, right, and also people have to be discerning. I mean, if I'm out in the public marketplace, I should have to take some responsibility that the things that I hear about or see, that I have to check out, that I can't just take everything at face value, because otherwise, then I'm going to fall prey to all kinds of things. So people do bear some responsibility for the things they read and the things they listen to.
Well, it's obvious that Mayorkas, when he asks how do we accomplish this, he's actually asking how do we get around the First Amendment. And to the thinking individual, he or she will ask, well, who's the final arbitrator of truth? The government? Because freedom of speech has worked very well for our country since its inception. Now, only now, when they want to change the very core of our country, does it become a nuisance. Big tech has obviously become the enemy of freedom. And I'm talking about Facebook and Twitter and some of these other groups that are out there. We need to realize how dangerous this road is. And by the way, Rush Limbaugh was so right when he said this a long time ago. You don't debate these people. You don't argue with them. You just defeat them.
Well, right. I remember, Captain, what was it, the Henry Ford, when he had the Model T, and you could have any color you wanted to as long as it was black,
yeah.
Something like that. Well, now it's becoming you can have any opinion you want to as long as it agrees with what the big tech or what the government pretty much says it should be. That goes for COVID, it goes for voting, it goes for taxation, it goes for any of this kind of stuff. And that's not the American way. So you can't simply craft everybody into having to espouse the same opinion. And we've seen that happen in Earth history with different regimes and countries and so forth. It's never worked out very well.
Now, I got one for you. Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming accepted an award sponsored by the China-United States Exchange Foundation, a Chinese communist-backed influence. The group was flagged, of course, by the U.S. government for its efforts to coerce American leaders to take actions or adopt positions supporting Beijing. Now, Cheney, alongside Senators Tim Scott, yes, Tim Scott, Chris Coons, and Representative Jim Clyburn, received the Association of Former Members of Congress, FMC, 2021 Statesmanship Award. And among the sponsors of the award is, in fact, the China-United States Exchange Foundation. Now, Cheney, of course, has been a frequent critic of Donald Trump, and, of course, she's a member right now of the House's January 6th Commission. She also participated in a virtual conversation with the FMC and has a long record of collaboration with the Chinese union here, this group, the Chinese United States Foundation. And it's disappointing to me to see that Tim Scott's name was mentioned in all this.
Well, right. I mean, we have to be very careful. You have to vet these kinds of things because the association and certainly the ramifications of that can be incredibly significant.
Well, they gave him an award, but he wasn't there to get it.
Right.
So he may not have, he may just have stayed away because of whatever.
Well, right. And I think it's going to get more intense in the sense of the scrutiny for these kinds of things. We're going to see something ramp up, I think, here with China. Don't know exactly how yet, but obviously they have designs on Taiwan, but they also have designs, Captain, on wanting to take more prominence, shall we say, mm-hmm. as they see the United States appearing at this time to be fairly weak because of the weak leadership.
How's the Salvation Army doing out by you?
I'm about the same, I think.
Well, the Salvation Army went woke, and now, at least in certain parts of the country, they're going broke because people are walking by their kettle and not putting any money in, especially in the Deep South.
Well, you know, to be honest, I have not really seen Salvation Army personnel.
That's because they can't hire enough people.
Yeah, so I, to be honest, I really just haven't seen them too much, yeah.
Yeah, well, they went woke, and the Christian group's problems were blamed on the pandemic, which makes no sense at all because the Salvation Army removed its smear against American, white Americans, but only under the excuse it was all a misunderstanding because they came out and they asked their white donors to apologize for being racist.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, this what's the new saying out there? Go get woke, go broke.
In this case, it's working.
Well, and that's the same. It's the same for some television programs, for entertainment things, for companies themselves, manufacturers, brand names. Get woke, go broke. Because people, they've had enough of this kind of stuff because it is merely a vehicle for them to virtue signal.
Okie dokie, here comes the music. That means Kyle and I will be back to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Bible report. And, yep, we got some weather to report. There is some snow in the upper Midwest moving to the east. Tell you all about that. And we got this weather coming out of the Gulf, coming towards Florida, going to be coming across Florida today. And I'll tell you all about that, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
To wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute and let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales. Backing in boats, fishing rim lines, running bird dogs to the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by feel so right. Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Town, whatever kind of square that you drove around, do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12 on a nook cab tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes the country. Whatever makes the country.
That is Luke Bryan and Whatever Makes You Country. What do you think there, Kyle?
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, and by the way, I got my dirt cred when I was 10, and I got me a little old International Harvester Cadet tractor to ride on, and I used to pull the wagon around with the bins on it for the orchard, and we would drop the bins off, the 20-bushel bins, for the pickers to pick the fruit and put them in the bins, and that's where I got my dirt cred.
Well, very cool.
10 years old driving a tractor around. Oh, boy, those are the days. Yeah, that's what being on a farm is all about. All righty. Well, I'm going to read this little statement that's here, and we're going to go from there because it is all about what's going on here with the weather tonight all around the country. And we do have some weather out west, certainly, to talk about because a series of Pacific storms right now are moving across, and we've got snow not only up in parts of Washington and Oregon and California, but moving over into Nevada and Montana, and we've also got the possibility of some snow up here in Wyoming. But we've also got down below by me in the Gulf of Mexico a storm that's brewing with all the characteristics maybe of a tropical system, but it's not. It's subtropical because the hurricane season's over. And it's going to come across Florida today about mid-morning towards noontime, bring a lot of rain with it, bring a lot of wind behind it, and then it's going to breeze on up the East Coast, looks like. And you could have some interesting things developing up that way. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, in addition to the rocking and rolling near Eureka and down felt all the way down towards the Bay Area with that 6.2 earthquake yesterday, we still have some winter weather advisories to tell you about, especially if you're heading north through Northern California, north of Redding, as you head for the southern border of Oregon. You got a winter storm watch going on there. Richard the Marine checking in tonight, 46 degrees from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, 46 degrees and rain continues, and that's right, it's going to continue in Portland, and it's going to continue in Seattle, both showing 37 degrees right now, Captain, and rain for the next few days, so that's what's happening there. We'll continue to watch that, but also, if you're on Interstate 5, passing through Eugene, north towards Salem, you've got a dense fog advisory going on right now, so you want to be aware of that. Now, over in Montana, as you mentioned, Captain, our friends in Missoula, they may be dreaming of a white Christmas, and they're probably going to get one, especially for Saturday, and then also Helena, same story, Great Falls as well. And so that's what's going to be happening there. And also up on 4th of July pass tonight, 24 degrees, and snow is forecast for Tuesday, so be aware of that. Also, other mountain passes, Snoqualmie right now, 24 degrees, freezing rain being reported, snow there on the roadway as well. And then also Cabbage Hill, 28 degrees, looks like you're going to have scattered thunderstorms going on there. there. Now, one other pass that we like to talk about, that you're going to have maybe some rain on Thursday and maybe Friday and Saturday rain and snow, that's going to be Cajon Pass. This is going to be as a new storm comes into the Southern California area. So on Interstate 15, Cajon Pass, that you want to be aware of that if you've got, if you're going to be trucking through there later in the week. Just be aware that that's a real possibility there. And so everything else, Captain, again, up in Montana, we got those winter weather advisories along I-90. Snow along I-90 right now, that's going to be, I think, south of Columbus, I believe, in that. Or, pardon me, south of Hardin. So you want to be aware of that as well tonight.
And not to be forgotten is Donner, I-80 west of Reno, because there is some weather up there in that area, and it could definitely affect you, so be advised. Now, over to the east right now, in Minnesota, central Minnesota, to include the Twin Cities and up towards Duluth and across the northern part of Wisconsin, you've got some snow there right now. You've also got some wind on Lake Superior up there, some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan as well, a little bit of snow downwind off Lake Michigan on the west side of Michigan, east side of the lake up towards Traverse City. And we've got some unsettled conditions in Illinois, down around central Illinois right now for whatever may or may not happen down there. Moving over towards the east, we do have a little bit of snow that looks like it's going to be coming in towards the Watertown, New York area. We also have some snow up in the northeastern corner of Maine, up there where Presque Isle and Caribou, French Fry Country up there. You guys going up there, you're going to have some snow to contend with. Now, we do have some wind again tonight from Nova Scotia down to the Cape Cod area, so Lynn is going to have some wind to deal with. And then they pick up the wind again, which is offshore, but it comes back onshore, down around Norfolk and down towards the Chesapeake Bay, and then it pretty much hugs the coastline all the way to about Charleston before it goes back out again, but there will be 20 to 25 mile an hour breezes all the way down to Florida, all the way down to Miami. Now, in the Gulf of Mexico, as I said, we have a system that is rotating right now. If you look at it on a map, it's going to look like as if it's a tropical storm, but it's not, because it's not the right time of the year. However, it's got some of the characteristics. Rain, there could be some severe thunderstorms, might even be a tornado mixed up in this thing. But it's going to come across Florida roughly between 10:30 and noontime today. And then when it gets over to the east side of Florida and starts making its move up north, we're going to be on the backside of it with a bunch of wind. We will have 20 to 30 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 40 miles an hour on the backside of the storm for most of the day before the winds turn out of the north west, and then the temperature gets cold for the next couple of days, and we'll have temperatures in the 50s, 40s in the north, possibly 30s further up, but it'll be that way for a couple of nights and a couple of days with the temperatures struggling to make it into the low 60s. So, Kyle, hang on. Folks, that's the Florida forecast. It's not bad. You people coming down here from the north, you'll think it's summertime when you get down here, because the only people wearing shorts when the temperature hits 60 down here are the Canadians. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.